What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
I can't tell if that laugh at the end is him.
No, it's not.
Teeth. Okay.
I don't know how, I don't know where that sound effect came from. I also don't remember how we were talking about Riff Raff, but Riff Raff came
up. My main goal.
And we rewatched that video, and man.
I'd never seen that. That is the funniest shit.
So Riff Raff is a rapper that really goes for it with being a fucking dipshit. And look him up if you don't know him. I'm sure you do. But I hadn't thought about him in a long time. And yeah, he put out that video out years ago. And if you're not watching the video, he has like diamond encrusted, pointy, like triangle shaped shark teeth. And he says, "My mango."
And he's like in a car, like a political influencer. Like he's doing his car rant.
It's such a stupid. Yeah, it looks like shit. He looks like shit. He's got shark teeth that are diamond encrusted. And he says, "My mango is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody."
I'm picturing him like giving a speech, like he's nominated for president.
Yeah,
I humbly accept your nomination. We need Medicare for all. We need a strong military, but my mango, is to blow up.
Well, he also did blow up because he's president. So, what if the speech is like, "In the next 4 years, I will drive this country toward universal health care. We will remove ourselves from all foreign wars. We will end homelessness. We will find a cure for cancer. But also, who are all of you? I don't know you. I don't know anybody. I'm the fucking president, man." I love that, dude. I want to get big, and that way I can finally have no friends.
Like, I don't know nobody.
What a goal. My main goal is to make so much money that I'm lonely. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I love that, too, what you were saying about having other goals, dude. That's so funny. My second goal.
Have more fiber in my diet. Eat raw, natural ingredients, locally sourced.
One of my short-term goals is to make enough money as a performer this year to be able to buy a Volvo. But my main goal...
One of my goals for this week is to put a new doorknob on my garage.
But my main goal... Hell yeah, dude. I want to know what Riff Raff's moderate goals are, what his achievable goals are, you know?
I've been thinking I should be nicer to my side bitch.
The only person who likes my main goal is my side bitch. My side bitch really wants me to know nobody. She's sick of me knowing my wife. My wife hates my goals. That's a joke I stole off my
wife.
Caleb
hates my goals. That's a good name for a stand-up special.
But Caleb did say, "My girlfriend hates my main goal." Very funny, dude. Everybody hates his main goal, dude. That's not a good main goal. My main goal. My main goal.
The blow up.
And act like I don't know nobody.
I also think he's going to be disappointed. I don't know if he understands what like high society with celebrities and oligarchs and politicians is. Yeah. But they don't like guys whose goatees have racing stripes in them. You know,
yeah, and not a lot of shark teeth in Beverly Hills
at Davos.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you move into Brentwood. There's a lot of pomp. And though they do like kill their wives and stuff.
They do, know? Not that often, you know.
Yeah, but every now and then.
That does happen sometimes. Boy, yeah. What a crazy thing that was. You see OJ's like doing podcasts and shit now?
Yes, I did see that. That's
funny.
Dude.
He's, man. He's just like, so I've been working on my fantasy football. Just like, you know why you're a guest. Hey. He's so casual. He laughs so much. He's
like, yeah, I'm sure he does. He fucking got he literally got away with murder. You'd be so happy if you're like, yeah, everybody hates me, but
One of my favorite things on that podcast he did, they go, what was it like in prison? Did people like mess with you? And he goes, no, they knew not to mess with me. And they go, why they know? And he's like, oh, football. And they're like, come on, you know why you're on here.
Because I'm a murderer. You don't fuck with a guy who straight up murders people. Him. Yeah, I got away with murder, man. Oh, why are they afraid of me? I killed my wife and her friend, Ron.
And it doesn't seem to bother me. Like, yeah. I don't lose sleep over.
Yeah, I have a podcast now. Oh, you know, here's a new thing. I got a board game coming out. Yeah. It's called it's like Sorry. An updated Clue. And OJ Clue. It's about my house.
Every space is him except one. Who did it? OJ with a knife at the house. We all know it happened.
The game's called OJ Did It, and you just have to figure out how.
Did he do it?
Well, my main goal is for people to stop thinking about how I'm a murderer and just kind of listen to my podcast. That's my main goal.
Oh man!
I want to see everyone's main goal now.
Yeah, I'm honestly am struggling to think of my main goal. I would like to blow up, but I would still like to recognize my friends and family.
Hell yeah, dude! Me too. I would like to continue to have friends after I'm rich.
Yeah. That seems like one of the best parts: be rich, me and my friends are having fun, and spending money. That sounds good.
My main goal is to just feel good. I would like to feel all right.
Yeah.
Feel safe and just not feel insane. I felt insane a lot in my life. So I would say my main goal is to stop that.
Yeah. My main goal is to feel good, to have more money than I do now, and for my back to feel like it did when I was 15.
Yeah.
Those are my two goals. It's a two-pronged goal.
My main goal is to have as little pain as possible, emotional or physical.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
And act like I don't know nobody. My main goal is to fix my back problems and then act like I don't know nobody. I do think that it would be even better if it wasn't blow up. If it was just sort of my main goal is to own 1 to 4 Burger King franchises and then act like I don't know nobody.
Also, how does he think, like, you're not gonna mistake someone if you're like, oh, what's up, riffraff, you know, from high school?
That's true. What are you gonna do?
I think you have the wrong person.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know you.
I don't know nobody.
Riffraff,
you don't know anybody.
I'm your manager.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know no manager. Yeah, I blew up. Which was my main goal. I don't know nobody is so. I don't know anybody.
I don't know nobody.
I don't know nobody. Hey man, have you met? Have you met Brian? I don't know nobody. I don't.
Like the Bourne Identity.
Totally.
He saw that movie and was just like, yes,
perfect.
That is my main goal.
Yeah, I would like to have retrograde amnesia. I would like to wake up one day and not know nobody.
That's like what a orphan says in a musical. I don't want to know anything. Like, right. What are you really trying?
Yeah. What are you escaping from?
Everyone I know.
Yeah, they're all mean to me. Seems like maybe you have low self-esteem, riffraff. Yeah.
Sorry, riffraff.
My relationships all hurt. So I don't want to know nobody.
You got to look this video up. You got to see it. The seeing it really helps. I mean, the sound is pretty perfect.
The shark teeth is fucking crazy.
Also, he hasn't blown up yet, and he's who knows how much money he dropped on his shark teeth.
I would also argue that he blew up. Like, we know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. Riff Raff is famous.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah, but he doesn't know anybody.
Well, he doesn't know nobody. Not anymore. Not ever since he blew up.
It's just hard to maintain your fame when all your connections are lost. It's impossible to network now.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why we haven't heard from him in a while. He blew up. He acted like he don't know nobody. And then he didn't put a record out or get any work because he didn't answer anyone's emails. You got to act like you know somebody. Riff Raff, you really fucked up, dude. You gotta,
that was such a bad goal.
Yeah, dude. You gotta at least act like you know the people that are trying to book you on their festivals.
Well, he was late all the time.
Yeah, totally. He was like, I don't know them. They booked you. Who did?
Oh
man.
I wonder what he's up to now, you know.
Yeah, I also
gotta do a Riff Raff update.
We should do a fucking
update.
Actually, I like that idea for a bit very much, Caleb.
What's Riff Raff up?
What's Riff Raff up to is a really funny bit. That we gotta. I'm going to. I googled Riff Raff and I'm clicking on news.
Riff Raff news.
Riff Raff news, dude. Riff
Raff. I'm certain he's been arrested. I would bet. If I had money, I would bet all of it. He's been arrested within the last 5 years.
I searched for Riff Raff, and he didn't even come up in the first page. Here are some of the headlines. Don't want Riff Raff tourists in Goa, which is a city in India. So I guess someone in India, some politician is like, we don't want any more Riff Raff. Apparently there's a band called Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Oh.
Yeah. So let's go Riff Raff. Rapper.
Don't disappoint me, Riff Raff.
Nope, this is not about Riff Raff. This is about a podcast called Whiskey Riff Raff.
Wow, damn. Poor Riff Raff. He should have picked a different name.
Oh, here we go. This is from June. This is the most recent. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. I found something. Okay, we got some Riff Raff news. This is, I think this will be a recurring bit. And I think that we should call it What's Up with Riff Raff. What's up with Riff Raff? He did a tour in 2022 called the Lilac Lightning Tour.
I bet he named that himself.
I'll bet he did.
Lilac Lightning.
Yeah, well, he don't know nobody. So he had to. Here's the news
to have
from
someone naming my tours,
but not anymore.
Remember that some bitch's name
because I don't know nobody. So here's the headline from June 2022. Rapper Riff Raff is parting ways with his Lilac Lightning 2021 McLaren GT. So he's rich, dude. Wow.
Wow, Riff Raff.
The rapper also appeared a few months ago in one of Daniel Mack's episodes in a series where he asked people with flashy, expensive cars what they do for a living. So he's just touring. He's still Riff Raff, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And
it must be easy to get rich.
Yeah, I agree. Because, man.
What if you're dumb and bad at everything and not nice? And then you're still rich? What? He still blew up.
Here's an article called Riff Raff Net Worth 2023. Riff Raff's net worth is approximately $10 million.
What? Oh, my God.
Wow, dude. Well, what's up with Riff Raff is that he blew up.
He blew up. He did blow up.
And now
he must know someone, at least one guy in India he knows.
He's got to know somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody.
He's 40 years old, just like I am. Oh, so that's pretty cool.
There's a lot you and Riff Raff have in common.
Totally, you know? Dude. We both don't know nobody. Yeah? And we're both Christian. And
oh, man.
Man.
Poor dude. Then so he's going to die. He's going to go to heaven. And he's going to be like, who are you?
Yeah, St. Peter's like, do you want to come in? I don't know you. I don't know nobody.
The devil's like, wow, I've never seen. Never seen someone just not want to go in.
This is like a new, I feel like he might be the devil. Riff Raff's such a piece of shit. The devil has low self-esteem. Wow, man. I didn't even realize the depths to which a person could go.
Yeah, even the devil has friends.
Yeah, totally. He at least has Judas trapped in his mouth.
I do wonder, like, when the devil's like, you know, he's looking at the news. Like, who does he call up and go, do you see that Joe Biden had some documents in his, do you see that shit?
Pretty
like, who
does good. He call? Didn't think we were going to get him.
Whoa, dude.
Damn, I knew he was racist, but there's a lot of racists in heaven.
him and all the other presidents are watching, like, election night, every election. Every yeah. dead president is down there with him.
With the
you
devil.
Think Trump's going to win? You think Trump's going to run again?
They just keep. Yeah, taking bets on if this president is going to go to heaven, and they never do. And the devil's just like, they kill, each president kills more people than the last. They have robots that do it. And Carter's like, I don't know, he's a nice guy. It's always Carter being like, I think he's going to be okay, man.
It's got to be close to 100% of American presidents are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's just no. You can't be the president and not sin. Now, I'm just saying, I don't think, you know, I don't really believe in sin necessarily. But if you do, if you believe in heaven, you think you are without sin. That's how you got there, right? That's like the thought.
Right.
Yeah. Which is why.
Well, no, I mean, you just have to. Well, it's different. Everybody has it.
No, but you repent, right? And you can, I guess, yeah, the idea these presidents could get their last rites and then they're absolved of sin.
Sincere does it have to be? Like, if right before Hitler shot himself in the head, he was like, I'm sorry.
My bad.
You know, does that, are you absolved? Like,
I was kidding. I know everybody. And then he just dies. And yeah. I do think last rites is particularly crazy. They just like spray some holy water on you and they're okay, you're good. And then you go to heaven. It seems crazy.
Yeah, it does seem a little like not correct.
Yeah. It seems like a
it's also not even what Jesus said. He didn't go, sprinkle a little water.
And then you're good.
That's not what he said
was like,
at all.
Repent for your whole life. Like you have to atone. You can't just like be laying in bed and you're a war criminal. Yeah.
We should do a heaven and hell update too every week.
Oh, sure.
Be fun.
Yeah, I really love the idea that you literally you're like not even moving. You're about to die. And a priest is like, it's all right. And you're Joseph Mengele, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was thinking about the other day. I was watching that Banshees of Inisherin. Banshees.
That's
of
not
Inisherin.
What it's called. There you
Banshees
go.
Banshees of Inisherin.
God,
I was watching
rules.
The Irish movie.
And, totally. The Irish flag. If it were
I was watching the Irish flag, and they're doing the confessional scenes, and I was like, man, it must have been funny, like back in the day, like cavemen confess. Like, how many sins can you have? Like, if you're a caveman, all your sins are like, I want to kill. I killed 5 other cavemen. Like, well, what are the sins they could do?
I wonder, can you commit a sin if you're an idiot? Like, if somebody with a severe learning disability kills a bird, is that their fault?
Oh boy, that's a tough one.
I like to have ask like the big questions myself.
Like, Forrest Gump was. Could have, but he just chose to be good, right?
Right.
But like, if you're any smarter, if you're just dumb enough to be dumb, like regular dumb for sure.
Totally.
You know, like Dave Stone used to have a bit I really liked about. He's like those guys who they're the as dumb as you can possibly be, but get no special treatment. Like if you were 1 point dumber,
You would have like all sorts of people like, taking care of you.
Yeah, but just you're just really dumb, annoying everybody
you're just
all
stupid.
The time.
Yeah,
just totally. Like, oh man, I made it, and you're dumb enough to think that's good. Woo! Yeah, 1 point.
Man, just one of those guys. It's like, you guys like pussy? You're like, everybody likes pussy. We don't need to talk about this.
There's so many of those guys.
Hey, dude, I got something to say. How about this? How about that, dude? Yo, guys, I found a horn. 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 Horn.
I kind of like this guy now. I like the horn. Like
horn guy. Horn.
Like at some point, like within the next year, Biden's brain's gonna get to the point where he's gonna walk up to like a podium, put his folder down, and go, "So you guys like pussy?"
Oh, we don't talk about this enough. I don't think enough of America likes the pussy.
I love what that whisper thing he does, where he's like, "People ask me why I'm talking about pussy all the time, cause I'm horny."
Well,
it's still around. Biden just told the world he's horny.
Because I'm horny. I know, dude. It doesn't feel like we're that far from it, man. Fuck. I just realized the election cycle is going to start. Like, I know. Not...
It's so soon.
Oh, God. That's horrible, man. It's so terrible.
It's going to be a lot of Ron DeSantis being like, they're trying to teach our kids that they should know what slavery is.
Gay people should not be allowed to be mailmen.
Okay, dude.
What is going on?
Democrats want to let dead people in the army.
No, they don't.
Dave Chappelle's going to release the most annoying comedy special of all time. Every comedian is just going to have all these annoying opinions. I do not want to hear our opinions anymore.
No, it's true.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, does anyone have less of a actual grasp on things? Like,
totally.
Bill Maher is single and 60, waking and baking every day.
Totally. And here's like, here's why it's good for me to say the N-word. It's like, you have no oversight in your entire life. You don't have kids. You don't have a woman. No one is like, stop it.
Yeah. You know what I heard from several strippers this week is that Ron DeSantis.
Totally. What? I wouldn't put it past him to run for fucking president.
I know. I'm kind of afraid of it. I'm kind of afraid of it. And people will be like, he's our Trump. He's telling everybody to suck his dick. Oh,
God, it would be horrible, dude. Just a moderate who says the word bitch all the time.
Yeah. Excuse me.
New rule. Bernie is a loser.
He also does a thing like a teenage girl thing where he'll go like, okay. Like he'll do that. He'll go like, all right. That's,
I know.
Wow.
All right.
Dude, like you're my dad's age.
I know. You can't just be, it's not sarcasm, it's just being shitty. You know what I mean? When you're like, okay,
really?
Just stop doing that. Okay.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Loser says what?
The people will be like, smack down. Yeah, Bill Maher just...
Oh, man.
That's what we deserve. It's going to be fucking... Bill Maher versus Ron DeSantis is going to be the worst debate ever.
Totally. Mr. DeSantis is just not the sharpest tool in the shed, if you ask me. You know who is the sharpest tool in the shed? Me. I'm the sharpest tool in the shed. That would be a great name for a Bill Maher special.
The oh, my God. Yeah, shed. It's going to be one. He's running out of titles.
Yeah, dude.
He had one called Whiny Little Bitch.
Is it true?
Yes.
No. No,
I'm not kidding. He has a comedy special called Whiny Little Bitch.
Bill Maher, Whiny Little Bitch.
Can you imagine putting that, choosing to put those words next to your face?
Oh my God. It's about whiny Trump.
Little bitch.
It's like to call Trump a whiny little bitch.
Trump's a whiny little bitch.
But to make a special, yeah, wow. He did not think that through.
No. Little dick energy. My cock small. Like, what are you doing?
Wow.
Don't name it that. Wrong about everything.
I suck.
Bad comedy.
Yeah, boring. Yeah. Oh, god damn, dude.
Yeah, oh, man.
I wonder, I do think sort of often about, like, how, I mean, we are so plugged. There are so many pundits. There are so many op-eds. There are so many people who give their opinion about the news.
Yeah.
And was that the case? Like, I know that everyone always had opinions, and everyone was dumber and dumber the further you go back in history, just statistically. Yes. But there had to have been, like, pundits in some form, like in the newspapers during the Civil War.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Were there people that were just like, I don't think Abraham Lincoln could take a punch.
I don't want to have a beer with him.
Yeah. When are we going to elect a president that can hang out with me? I want to throw a party. You know, my president is going to do a keg stand.
One of my small goals is to do a keg stand with the president. But my main goal,
my main goal is to end slavery and then act like I don't know nobody. Riff-raff. Abraham Lincoln being riffraff. That's so
my
funny.
My main goal
is to part the Red Sea and then act like I don't know nobody. I hope Moses had shark teeth, dude.
Oh, man. I think we need a... speaking of pundits, I think we got an important update we got to do.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It's shaved.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
And I also think it's time for a little...
Here we go again. News about the moon.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, I can't wait for that first air horn on the moon.
Oh, dude, who do you think is going to do the first air horn on the moon?
It's going to be Elon Musk. He's going to be on the moon. He's going to be like, we're here. We're up here on the moon.
Have you been in a Tesla before?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been in a Tesla that was driven by someone you know?
Yes.
Okay. So are you aware of the, like, sound effect machine?
Yeah, you can put a fart if you want.
You can. Yeah. Listening, I don't know if you know this, but there's a function, like, built into every Tesla where, you know, the car, the center console is, like, basically a huge fucking iPad that you can do, like, Google Maps and your phone plugs into and stuff. But then there's other stuff you can do. And you can make a fart sound effect come out from any of the speakers in the car, so it could make it sound like any person is farting. You, like, pick the seat they're in, and then you press it, and it sounds like they fart. And I will say,
that's funny.
That is very funny, but it's also, yeah, it just makes me hate Elon Musk even more that he was like, "This is gonna be funny." Yeah, let's spend a little time on a fart machine. I think that he's going to land on the moon, and then he's going to be like, hey, everybody, Bezos farted. Bezos farted, fucking loser.
Gonna fill the Sea of Tranquility with, like, Nickelodeon slime. It's like, it's full. We filled it up.
Yeah, that's funny. It is a sea now.
Yeah, it's a sea.
It's a sea. Funny. Yeah, dude. I want to surf the Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling that it's going to be him. He's going to go and walk around.
And just air horning like crazy.
I mean, I do like the idea of an air horn on the moon, but...
Yeah, but not if it's him.
Yeah.
Here's the headline, dude. SpaceX, speaking of which, SpaceX's most powerful rocket returns to flight and nails synchronized landing.
Whoa, okay, that's
like
good,
a
right?
Really huge deal, right? Because a synchronized landing is when they land straight up so they can take off again from the same place
they
landed.
Crazy? Wow.
Am I right?
To parachute into the ocean.
Is that what that is, though, or is that something else?
That sounds like something.
I know that that's what they're trying to do, but I don't know if that's what a synchronized landing means. Okay, SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket, the towering launch vehicle known for its boosters, aerial acrobatics, and synchronized landings when returning to Earth, took to the sky Sunday, delivering national security payloads to orbit for the U.S. military. Let's see. I want to read about the fucking synchronized landing, bro. Okay. After Sunday's mission, the company recovered two of the Falcon Heavy rocket's first stage boosters, the tall white sticks strapped together to give the rocket its heightened power at liftoff. After expending most of their fuel, the side boosters fell away from the center core and reoriented themselves to slice back through the Earth's atmosphere.
Whoa.
Wow, that's cool. As they approached the ground, the boosters reignited their engines and completed a synchronized landing on ground pads near the Florida coastline. It's a signature move for SpaceX, which routinely recovers and reuses its rocket boosters to drive down the cost of launches. Okay, so it's not what I was talking about.
Okay.
It's a synchronized landing of the booster rockets, which is too bad. Because, I mean, I feel like, wow, crazy. The two side boosters made a pinpoint synchronized landing on ground pads after an April 2019 mission, and the rocket's center booster touched down on a seafaring platform, but rough waves toppled it over. That was in
2019. Oh, well, you gotta look out for waves.
I do think that if they had managed to launch a ship into space and then land it back standing straight up in the position in which it took off, we would have heard about that. Because that's
crazy.
That's the thing that's stopping us from going to Mars, right? Or like having people go to Mars.
And also, we're not going to the moon that much. I think it might just be expensive to put a dude in there.
Yeah.
Or a lady.
Well, I mean, the moon has such low gravity. We could obviously taken off from the moon, no problem with the moon lander, you know, and then gotten back up to the ship that's orbiting. But I think like something with an atmosphere, you have to be able to like blast off through it. And if you land on Mars and there's only like 10 people there, they can't logically like push the thing up into the upright position.
You know what I heard? I heard they won't put a woman on Mars because she might fall in love with it. That's what I heard.
Wow, really?
I heard it. Man, I mean, I don't agree with that. I think it's wrong.
I agree with it. That makes total sense to me. Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's actually a similar reason why they won't send me to the moon, because the moon can't handle this dick. I'm just saying, not everybody can handle everything. The moon can't. The women can't handle the moon, and the moon can't handle me. Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Moon news is, that's the moon news update. Moon can't handle Dave's dick.
Yeah, dude. The moon don't know what this is.
I don't know nobody.
Oh, man. I feel like that wasn't really moon news. That was honestly more just SpaceX news, and
I'd say that counts as moon news.
It's we space all want to go.
If you got a rocket, you want to put it on the moon. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. But fucking Mars is the further. God, I really want us to go to Mars in my lifetime. That would be so cool.
Yeah, me too, man. That'd be so cool.
Whoa, this is another headline on CNN right now. Elon Musk's wrecking ball is hard at work inside Twitter.
What?
I'm not going to read that article. I don't want to know what the fuck that is.
Wrecking ball?
It's just, yeah, it's some fucking CNN shit. They're like, fuck Elon or whatever.
It's crazy because Twitter sucked the day it came out. It sucks about the same amount today.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that it's such a news thing.
Yeah, people are like, now it's bad.
Yeah.
It's been like absolutely wrecking everyone on Earth's mental health for like 9 years.
Yeah.
And then this like sociopath billionaire buys it and says like, it's funny now. And everyone's like, no. I know. All the people are like, I'm quitting. it's like you operated a war machine that killed all our brain cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that Bill Gates buys AOL chat. Who cares? Like, but whatever.
Yeah, bring AOL Instant Messenger back. That's what I want. Hell yeah, dude. I miss it, man. I miss that little yellow guy.
Yeah, man. One day.
Hey, welcome to What's It Called?
Oh, shit.
Get ready to lay down, you motherfuckers. Boys.
We love you.
Bunch of Richard Carnes. Thanks for being here with us. Shit. Yeah, we like you very much.
Yeah, turn that brain off.
Go to our website, whatsitcalled.rodeo. There's links to all our stuff, our social media and shit. Email us, whatthehellisitcalled@gmail.com. If you have things you want us to rename or anything, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/whatsitcalled. And we have a new patron this week. Shout out to Robin Schmitz. Welcome. Whoa, we're Robin so happy Schmitz. To have you here with us. We just changed up our Patreon levels a little bit. There's now a $3 level. Where you also get a shout out and you get one bonus episode per month. And then the $10 level, if you join that, you get to introduce one episode of the show, which used to be available only for more money. And we liked that a lot. We want more people to be able to do it.
And we're doing this because of the price of eggs.
Yeah, it's so high.
It's a lot. So we're giving you a discount here.
Yeah.
And one of my goals is to get, you know, a few thousand, you know, to be able to get some Patreon and be able to make the episodes better. But my main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody.
Oh, God, dude. I love this bit so much. I love that Riff Raff exists. It sort of makes me sad that he's still rich and famous. I wanted him to be like
the world's bad.
Retired. The world is bad. Totally. Yeah. Riff Raff blew up, but then as a result of a few unfortunate events, he had to start acting like he knew everybody.
That's what I would do. I would blow up and act like I knew everyone.
Yeah,
totally. Like, what's up, buddy? And they'd be like, is
it Riff Raff saying hi to me? Yeah. That's a much funnier goal, too.
Yeah.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I know everybody. And it's weird. Yeah, dude.
That's my main goal. But yeah, join that Patreon. You know, kick us a few bucks. You know, if you only got three extra bucks, yeah, that's the price of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you know, that's right, dude.
But you can help us, and then we'll buy coffee.
That's right.
And we get to blow up, act like we don't know nobody.
Yeah, dude, help us blow up. Join our Patreon so we can blow up and act like we don't know you.
Hell yeah, dude.
We don't want to know nobody. Man, what do you think Biden's main goal is?
Oh boy, it's gotta be like I bet he really likes doing this. I think that means a lot to him.
If you really were to get him to answer honestly, yeah, he would be like, my main goal is to my main goal is to get really, really good at the spoons.
I think he wants to get Wordle quick. I think he's probably still like, y'all heard about this Wordle.
I would like to win at least one Wordle and then act like I don't know nobody.
I bet he really likes that little game at Cracker Barrel where you got the little sticks in the hole.
Yeah, and there's no way he's ever won. There's no way. He's always been an ignoramus every time he
ignoramus. Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Ah, I'm always an ignoramus. Jill always gets it down to the one peg. She always does it every time, every single time. And I just One time I got it down to four and I felt like a genius, man. That whole day I acted like I don't know nobody.
Did you see that I think it was Martin Luther King? It was his birthday this past week. And he sang happy birthday to one of Martin Luther King's descendants and forgot their name.
Oh my God.
And he sings it. He's like, happy birthday, dear.
Holy shit.
You didn't see that shit?
No.
The funniest thing I've ever seen, dude.
It's a bad week for Joe Biden. What's going on with his taxes, by the way?
Oh,
he also cheated.
he's an old, dumb guy. So, he left classified documents a foot from his Corvette in his garage. He left him in his house. He left him everywhere. It's so funny. He's just like, oh. And then he literally sitting there behind a thing going, no, it's my garage is locked. It is locked. They're like, yeah. What the fuck? We know it's locked. No, it's locked. They're not in the street. Like he said, it's locked. They're not in the street. What? It's so funny, dude.
Do you think he's going to run again?
I really hope not.
Me too, dude.
I mean, as a comedian, it would be funny. but I'd also be afraid of, you know, of him like stumbling out of the White House and firing.
The thing that would be worth it would be if he ran, lost, and another Democrat won. Then that would be funny and worth it.
That
would
be
not
going
to happen.
Yeah. Who would it be? Yeah. Gavin Newsom. It's not going to happen.
He's a fucking terrible guy.
Just imagining him even campaigning anywhere like in the South is so fun. Like walking up there with his Patrick Bateman hair, know, being like, dude. Mississippi is one of the states.
I'm in Mississippi right now. I think it is important to note that I am here right now, and I will come back at some point too.
Yeah, like him in Ohio. It's just like,
yeah, I know. So,
y'all got a football team, I hear. Football.
Is anyone here thinking about getting an abortion?
That's no idea what an applause line is.
That's a that's a thing I know something about.
Who likes wind energy? Who here in Ohio enjoys the wind?
Yeah, totally. You know, in California, we spend 15% of our state budget on visual art. Is anyone else interested in that?
It's like the Blues Brothers. They're just constant beer bottles. Yeah,
totally. That's right. He walks out on stage in Biloxi, Mississippi. There's seven Democrats in the crowd. The only seven Democrats in the entire state are there. And he like covers the mic and he says to his campaign manager, chicken wire. And you're like, it was here when I got here. I don't know. And even the Democrats are like, fuck you. I think everyone should always wear a mask every moment of every day. Eat shit. I don't know what a pig is. I'm rich. Dude. I live in a mansion. I'm liberal as fuck. I like art. Hey, you guys listen to Mumford and Sons? I bet you do. He's like trying to relate to them. You know what? I think that we all can agree that it is fun to imagine dragons. God, he sucks, man. I fucking hate him.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's
the
worst.
It's not gonna work. He's gonna run. It's gonna be a huge embarrassment.
There's a movie I'm really getting. I mean, I've felt this way for a long time, but I'm getting more than ever like so fucking annoyed with CNN. They're just so like, you know, it's sort of like all of the whatever. Apparently, God, I can't remember words today. I'm like,
it's tough, man. I know.
I guess it is just hard. But today, especially, hard. I'm not remembering. But the like unbiased news sources that all tend to have like liberal people working there, you know. They're just so rich and moderate now. And it's just so obvious that it actually, what's funny is my whole life, Fox News has been like, these people, they have a liberal bias. And I've always been like, that's bullshit. They're just telling the news. And now I don't think they have a liberal bias. I think they have a moderate bias. I think they have a rich, boring bias. And they just like hate people that were mean to America 15 years ago. And anyway, there's a movie coming out on CNN. It's produced by CNN. Soon, and it's called like Whatever Happened to America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and it's about how Giuliani was great, and it's like Giuliani was horrible. Everybody who was poor hated him. Like he was literally like giving people tickets for jaywalking, and if the cops thought someone had like swallowed a joint, they would give them the Heimlich maneuver to find the joint.
And, I'm very against that. If you swallow it, you're good. That's my theory.
You're pretty dedicated to not going to jail. You win. Yeah.
You also just ate a plant. Like, and then they're like, I'll throw that plant up.
Totally.
You just ate a plant. Come on. I don't want to sound like a hippie, but I think I should be allowed to eat plants.
Yeah, dude.
I should be allowed to swallow any plant I want.
Yeah. Don't make me fucking throw up. Don't make me throw up. I think it's a pretty good rule. between you and the police. If the cops make you throw up, that's bad. I would say that they're abusing their power.
If we catch you with a boner, we're going to jerk you off. Those are the new rules. No, let me just have one.
If we think you put cocaine in your dick hole, we're going to suck your dick.
Okay. Look, cops.
Actually, that's funny because then I would be like, ooh, I got to tell you, there's cocaine in my dick right now.
The cop's like, oh, this job.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Man. Man, thank God I get paid 50 grand a year. man, you would be the king of prison if you were like, yeah, I got arrested because a cop sucked my dick. King of prison, by the way, is king what I want to be. I want to be the king
That's
of prison.
That's your next album.
The king of, prison? King of prison? That's a really funny name for an album.
Man, you know what's funny is that cops still have walkie-talkies. That's pretty funny. They're just like,
I know.
Like, hey, man.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you have a cell phone? What the fuck, dude?
I mean, I get why they were mad when they're like, defund. And they're like, we have walkie-talkies from 1812.
Yeah, man. I drive a Crown Victoria. It's horrible.
This isn't even my only job.
Yeah, man, I have a gun, but I also have a stick.
Yeah, I take bribes. It's hard out here.
I take bribes.
That government's trying to tax my bribes next year. Shit. Worked hard for these bribes.
Yeah, man. You guys get bribed today? Yeah, that's a Roger.
Hey, I think we're going to solve this crime. I doubt it.
Oh, buddy, should we
Let's rename the network we trust.
Yeah, dude.
The only network that hotels think is really moving the dial.
That's true. We have HBO on every fucking sign.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's always with like little it's like a sign with little plastic letters. It just has three, the sign only says HBO. What's the price? Who cares? HBO. Bet one smoking their beds. Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, we like HBO. Game of Thrones. There's blood on the ground, there's cum on the sheets, but we have HBO. Do you want to watch The Last of Us? You're gonna get sick, but you'll be
HBO. They say Netflix, like they can say Wi-Fi. We have Wi-Fi.
I know. Well, yeah, I think that the good ones do now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember, and then every now and then you would stay at a hotel and they'd be like, we have Showtime. And you'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, well,
damn it. Well, I guess I'll wait till 11:30 p.m. and jerk off.
I actually have a few names I think would actually be good because HBO is stupid and home box office is stupid. But you know what would be pretty good? Home Vacation.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Everybody watch that.
I have two that I really like that I think would actually be good. Well, maybe just one. But then I have one that's just stupid as hell.
Okay.
And I guess actually two are stupid. I think we should call HBO Movies, Movies, Movies.
That's not bad.
It's actually not that bad. And it's a lot more. Yeah, box office. Because box office, lots of things have a box office.
Right.
And HBO doesn't have, say, you know, Rangers games.
Right. Broadway plays.
Yeah, dude. You can't see Nathaniel Ratliff.
That's true. I don't even know who that is. Radcliffe?
I believe it's Ratliff. Yeah, he's a musician. It's all right.
What about this? How about Sit Back?
Oh, dude. That's really good. Sit Back. That's really, I love that.
Yeah.
So this is my one that I think is good. The Dark.
Ooh, I like The Dark.
Yeah.
Everything's hotter in the dark.
Everything is hotter in the dark.
But man,
it's
went in
TV,
on TV.
It's the dark.
It's the dark. I got a bunch of the acronym ones, dude. I had a great.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I have one more that's stupid. And I would like it if HBO was called this, but they'll never do it. It's a Boom Boom the Movie Room.
Boom Boom the Movie Room is very good.
Thank you.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. So I have some acronyms too. Should we go back and forth?
Yeah, dude.
What HBO stands for?
Yes.
Let's do it. You go first.
All right. Hotels believe. Ooh.
Hunter Biden. Oops.
Hand me a big orgasm.
Have a bad October.
Hillbilly bitch-a-rama.
Hey, back off.
Oh, hell. Bill Maher's on.
Hit Brian, Oscar.
Hey, Braveheart's old.
Heroin, beer, and Octomom.
Hung big orphans.
Hallelujah, the bank is open.
Ha, 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 ha. Bill's opinion.
Hello, Barack Obama.
Hitler blamed. Oh, no.
Houston's biggest orange.
Hit the bong, okay?
Huge brown orangutans.
Hats because old times.
The Hannibal Buress Organization.
Have boys on?
Have boys on. I'm done.
Me too.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's fun.
I knew we'd get to the bottom of what HBO stood for.
Hell yeah. It is stupid. Everyone found out. Home box office. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a lame.
Oh, man. We got some really good suggestions this week.
I know. The acronym is good, though, is the thing. Like, the name HBO, like, what it stands for is fucking stupid, but just HBO. It is funny, too. Like, that shit really works. And I really, HBO, I wonder, you know, they put a lot of money into, like, carrying their tone and making sure they make, like, high-quality prestige shows. And I know that that's true. But I honestly wonder if it's not that the name is good and the logo is good. And that's most of it.
That's a lot of stuff.
Because IFC, dude, IFC, everyone's like independent film, you know, and its logo looks really good. And the tone of their like packaging and their ads was just always like, we're art, we are independent. And then their shows were like the corniest, lamest. It's like The League, but with hockey. And like, who cares, dude?
Yeah. No, I agree. Fuck IFC.
Yeah, thank you. Someone had to say it. Yeah. This was another week where we got a bunch of great suggestions from y'all.
So follow us at What's It Pod. We always tweet out a thing and it's fun. And if it's, we read a bunch on the show.
Yeah. And we always make it a Twitter like pun game. And this week it was, what if HBO was a porn site?
Hell yeah.
And it was just, it was so hard to pick.
Yeah, they're really funny.
Yeah, because they were all really good. And I'm actually moving things around right now because it was like, it was tough to pick.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We laughed a lot.
Yeah, totally. We laughed a lot. We pulled out our top 10. We pull out our top 10 every week. And just now when I was sort of stuttering, I was like realizing we should move around the order a little bit because it's just, there's just so many good ones. So yeah, if you responded and we didn't get you in, just know we probably liked yours too. It was just hard to pick 10.
Yeah, we
liked
them all. But yeah, we can't read them all. We don't have 3 hours.
Yeah, totally. So coming in at number 10, at Bushel of Awesome said, J.O. time with Bill Maher.
Pull out your dick. from at Dubspace Bimbo, Climax.
So good.
Ooh, that's actually a good name for a network.
At Seth Mills said HPV Max.
With three that's X's.
Great. So good.
At Jord Game said HB owner.
I love it. At Winslow Dumain, Game of Moans.
Oh hell yeah.
Good stuff.
At I like Mike Perry. It's not TV, it's pornography.
That's great. That's so clever. At Turducken MRE, suck session.
Just great. Like, fuck yeah, that's dude. That's what we're doing over here. At Larry Bellillo, hey, bro, ouch. Which really tells a whole story.
That's one of my favorites. At Shibi Carlene said, HB low job.
I mean, come
on. H blow job.
And our number one, this one made me laugh so for hard. Like 12 minutes. From at Wobblehead, hey, beat off.
Hey. It's just, hey,
like someone needs to be told.
Yeah.
They're just watching porn. They don't know. Hey, look.
Hey. Yeah, that's so funny. It's a bunch of dudes sitting around watching porn. Hey, beat off. Like everyone else is beating off, and yeah, the guy's just watching. Weird. Like, whoa, dude, are you beating off yet? Beat off. Pull your pants down and beat off, and then act like you don't know nobody. Eh?
My mango
is to jerk off, and then act like I don't know nobody. We had a real theme for this episode. It was riffraff.
Good episode, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, and we feel like this episode is the one that made us famous, and so we're gonna act like we don't know nobody.
I don't know nobody. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. I used to know somebody, yo, and now I know nobody.
Young all beat off.
I love riffraff. Like, gets his first like sold out stadium tour, and then he just like leaves his family. He just like stops talking to his kids immediately.
I don't know nobody.
Honey, could you change that kid's diaper? Who are you? And who is that? What is this?
I would not want to see Riff Raff changing any diaper.
Yeah.
You know, those little shark teeth.
You'd fuck it all up. Yeah, totally. Punch the baby. Why'd you get shit all over me? I didn't have kids to have shit on my hands. That's not what kids are for. Kids are supposed to be cool. And love me.
Oh, Riff Raff.
Wow, is there a race car outside your window?
Yeah, I do live next to a racetrack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. I moved next to a racetrack.
Pretty cool. thank you guys so much for listening to and supporting our show. Write reviews and shit.
Yeah, that'll help us.
And Spotify, please do that stuff.
Yeah, tell a friend, hit the Patreon, give us a follow.
Yes.
And beat off.
And hey, beat off. Shout out to our producers. We, well, whatever. I was going to talk more about the Patreon, but I don't need to.
Yeah, fuck that.
Shout out to Peter Cumistrip, Peter Dahlberg, and Amanda Richards. That is so much money that you give at the $25 level. Holy shit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you all out there for listening. We love you so much.
Hell yeah. And,
we'll see you next week.
Peace.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?